This is Michigan Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture, doing so today with Pioneer agronomist Christopher Bauer. And Christopher, we've got some planting progress that is happening, maybe a bit slow in some parts of the state. Give me an update on your neck of the woods.
Yeah, in my area, I mean, it's still relatively low. I mean, between corn and soybeans, it's still below 5% on both crops. The guys have started going, got some stuff planted early. But I think, you know, when we look at the forecast, it looks like today, maybe tomorrow, I think hopefully quite a few guys can get rolling in parts of my territory. There's still other areas that are still probably too wet. But hopefully Friday, I know there's a chance for him, but if we can miss that, I think we can really get a lot of guys going hopefully here soon.
And I know that for the most part, you know, the winter was pretty mild, so these rains that we've had have been welcome, I guess. It's just been the timing, right?
Yeah. I think, you know, the few rains we've had, it's been enough to hold guys back, but then there's been other areas that have missed some rains and have been able to get some beans and a little bit of corn in the ground, too.
So what do we think here, Christopher? Once we do get going and we start to see some things pop out of the ground, hopefully uniformly, that's a big thing here, especially with corn. What types of things do we need to be looking for here as we move forward? Some early season growth things that we need to be on the lookout for to make sure we head off some problems.
Yeah, so I think starting out with corn, you know, especially guys that planted early, if you know, there was some cold water, cold rain or anything like that. So with corn, you know, the first drink of water into the seed is the most important. So if that, you know, first drink of water that they take, it's a cold rain or cold soil water, there can be damage that can occur to those seed membranes, leading to like erratic or failed emergence. And so things to look for is corkscrewing the mesocotyl or leafing out underground. That can be a symptom of, you know, maybe you push the envelope a little too much and ahead of a cold rain, or the soil temps were a little too cold. So that's one thing to look for, and that could be a sign of that. And then other things, you know, as you're thinking about the emergence order on how that seed starts to emerge. So your radical root's going to emerge first. And that typically will happen, you know, if warmer soils, 2 to 3 days, whereas cooler, drier soils will be like 1 to 2 weeks. So at this point, you know, if we get planted, I think within a week, you can start really starting to see a lot of that stuff happen. And then after that, your coleoptile, which is that sheath protecting the first leaves, that's going to emerge, you know, from 1 to several days after that radical root emerges. And then after that, you're going to start seeing your lateral seminal roots. Those will start elongating towards the dead end of the kernel. And then following that, a structure called the mesocotyl, that'll start elongating, and that'll push the coleoptile upward, as well as serving as that main conduit for water and nutrients to move from the seed to vegetative structure. So damage to either the seed or the mesocotyl can be, you know, catastrophic to the survival of that seedling. So the biggest thing you want to look for, as you know, once you get planted and you're starting to scout, you know, stuff's coming up, maybe there's gaps in the stand, you know, what I always like to look for is you want to look for that radical root and see if that radical root was a compromised. Did it get burned off maybe by fertilizer injury, or was there an insect that clipped it off? So the biggest thing, if there's a gap in your stand, I always start digging plants, and I always look to see, what does that root system look like? Did it get off to the right start? Is it a healthy root system, or was there something that may have affected that root system to start out?
What about with soybeans? Any advice there?
Yeah, so with soybeans, you know, kind of similar thing there. You know, with the soybean plant, that radical, so same thing. If the radical root's going to be the first to emerge there as well, followed by the hypocotyl, where the hypocotyl, that's going to push the cotyledons out of the soil. And now once once that hypocotyl reaches daylight, it straightens, those cotyledons will then start to open up. So you'll see those two green, you know, basically halves, circle, half ovals kind of open up. And then once that's above the soil line, that the growing plant is now susceptible to death from frost or other physical damages. So that's the one thing with, you know, planting soybeans ultra early. Once that plant is above the soil line, your growing plants are all above the soil and can be affected from those issues there. So biggest things to watch out for is, you know, especially on the cotyledons, maybe different feedings from, you know, wireworm, seed corn maggot, different issues there that may clip them early on. So yeah, just kind of monitoring that, looking for a healthy root system. Again, you want to make sure that's a nice, healthy radical root there. You know, no, you know, damping off or any issues from any soil-borne diseases there. So the biggest thing is making sure those are healthy, the cotyledons are healthy. And if we do get, say, you know, hopefully this doesn't happen, but say we do get a frost, biggest thing, you want to wait probably 5 to 7 days before you really do any assessment, because with the soybeans, once that's above the soil line, you have 3 growing points. So there is a chance that it may survive that and you may get new growth. So the biggest thing is always, you know, as you're out scouting early on, you know, looking for new growth, because if you got, you know, good white roots and there is some more growth coming, that shows that there's still evidence of life on that plant.
I know it is early. You said, Christopher, that we're, you know, probably less than 5%, but is there anything of concern out there that you're seeing at this point from a, you know, I know that weed pressure's been a little heavy here to start the season, and some folks struggling to maybe start clean so that they can stay clean, maybe some insect pressure here and there. Anything of concern at this point?
I have not seen anything yet. The few corn and soybeans that I've walked, they're basically, a lot of them are still under some soybeans that were planted kind of middle of April. Those are just starting to crack the surface. But overall, you know, insects, it could be, you know, keep an eye on it with some of the cool wet season, you know, slugs, wireworm, seed corn maggots, just keep an eye on some of those with these rains we've had lately. That can be attractive to those, some of those insects there. So I think just be on the lookout for them. But as of today, there hasn't been anything that I've ran into yet within my area.
What else here, Christopher? What advice do we have for growers as hopefully this weather really starts to turn around and maybe we can ramp some things up here? You know, farmers can get an awful lot done in a day or two if the weather cooperates.
Right. You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, don't get in a hurry and don't start doing things that can cause issues down the road. So just biggest thing is just making sure, you know, with anything planting, you know, that's the most important pass you're going to make. So making sure that those soils are fit, making sure you're not going to be, you know, planting into wet soils or working soils too wet that can cause smearing of the seed furrow or sidewalk compaction from the disc openers, or even a seed trench that doesn't close. So just making sure those soils are fit, making sure you're getting off to the right start, and while doing that, making sure we're being safe every day as we're out during this busy time of the year.